Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Jaren and Levi. Hey guys! They sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org/wonder. Season 4, The Adventure of Wonder, is coming in just a couple weeks in September. And we only need a few more sponsors to make sure that Season 4 comes out on time. So make sure you go to that link, kidsshortstories.org/wonder, to help us reach our goal. Are you ready for this story? Me too. Let's go. One day, there were two boys who lived a very long time ago. Their names were Jaren and Levi, and they were dragon riders. Do you know what a dragon rider is? Yeah, it's really cool. They have their own dragon that they ride on really important missions. It's kind of like Spy Kids, but it's a little more dangerous. And so, when Jaren and Levi would ride on these dragons, they would look for creatures or people that were in trouble. And learning how to fly and flying a dragon takes a lot of work. And so it took them a very long time to get their dragon license. But it was worth it. You know, sometimes hard work comes with a really cool prize. And their hard work got them to drive and fly dragons. Whoa, I wish I was a dragonflyer. You too, right? Yeah. So on today's mission, when they were out flying around the whole country looking for creatures or people that were in trouble, they saw something crazy. What is that? And they flew a lot closer and, oh my gosh, there's a pterodactyl and a brachiosaurus. It looks like they got caught. Let's fly closer. Come on, Levi. And so the two of them, these dragon riders, flew down very carefully to get a closer look. And sure enough, it looked like these two dinosaurs, they definitely got trapped. Somebody had set up this ginormous net that captured these two dinosaurs in this tangled up net so that they couldn't even escape. Dinosaurs are super strong, but this net was even stronger. Oh no. When they got there, yeah, this is going to be tough. Jaren, he was pulling on the net, but the net was so strong, he couldn't even tear it. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Levi said, oh, wait a second. My dragon, he can blow fire, right? Yeah, and mine shoots out water. So I wonder if we could burn the net and then shoot it with the water so that the fire doesn't burn the dragons. Let's do it. And so the two dragons worked together to get the net off of these two dinosaurs. And sure enough, it worked perfectly. Levi's dragon blew fire out of his mouth to burn a part of the net that was capturing the two dinosaurs, the pterodactyl and the brachiosaurus. And before the fire touched the dinosaurs, Jaren's dragon shot out water out of his mouth to put the fire out. And just like that, the two dinosaurs were saved. Yes, we did it. All right, now how do we get out of here? They were looking around and they were deep, deep in the jungle, and there was not an easy way out. And wait a second, do you hear that? Oh my gosh, it sounds like the hunters are coming closer. We gotta get out of here. The people that set this trap, or whatever they are, I think they're on their way. Hurry, let's go. And so the boys got back on their dragons, and the two dinosaurs followed closely behind them. And they were looking for a trail. All right, guys, this way. And they started walking down a trail, and they had to duck and crawl over all these different vines and pokey things, and it was really hard. And they had to be really, really quiet, because the two trappers, they were getting closer and closer. All right, guys, we need to make some kind of plan. All right, Levi, you take your dragon and the pterodactyl and you go that way. And I'm going to take my dragon and the brachiosaurus and we're going to go this way. We're going to split up, confuse the trappers, and then maybe we'll meet up back at the base, okay? All right, let's go. So Levi, he started heading east with the pterodactyl. And the good thing about pterodactyls is they can fly, right? They're a really cool dinosaur with wings, and so they could fly. And so he hopped on his dragon, and the pterodactyl flew behind, and they were able to get out of there really easily. That was a lot better than trying to climb around in the jungle. But Jaren and his dragon had to stay on the ground because brachiosauruses are pretty big, and they can't fly. So they had a lot of climbing and crawling to do. And so pretty soon, they got to a point in the trail where there was this big river. They had to find a way to get across. Oh gosh, how do we get over there? There's no way we can jump. And I think those trappers are getting closer. Jaren had an amazing idea. Wait a second. Up the river, I see a really big log that's kind of floating over there. I bet my dragon could shoot some water and make the water push that log down to where we are, and then we can run across it. All right, do it. Go, go, go. And so his dragon shot water towards that log that was floating in the water, and it worked. The log started to float down the river towards them. And then they could run across it like it was a bridge. Hurry, let's go, go, go. And just like that, the two boys met back at the base. The two dragon riders had saved the day. They saved these two dinosaurs that were stuck in a trap. And they worked together to make them safe. What an amazing adventure. We'll see you next time. Bye.